World. Starring Terry Boyd.
Stank. Smell. Waftiness.
And Jeets.
Dude. I want to feel your soul against mine.
Terry Boyd's World. Mornings. 92.3 KGON.
Just kind of breaking news yesterday afternoon. Came from People Magazine first. Garth Brooks, super talented, superstar, crossed over country into pop and even onto rock stations, right, as Chris Gaines.
Yeah. He had an alter ego. He just said one day he wanted to be somebody else.
It's crazy, right, when you stop and think about it. To this day, he still thinks that would have been fine and it would have gotten big had they rolled it out in the right way. I'm like, dude, it seems odd. That's right.
I always wanted to see Chris Gaines open for Garth Brooks.
Right. Quick, run off stage. Take the black wig off. So yesterday, late in the day, there were allegations of some sexual misbehaving on his part.
Okay.
Like with a makeup artist, right? It was a makeup artist, by the way.
Like he assaulted her?
Yes.
He's having an affair
no,
with her?
No, he was forcing himself onto her. Now, she came from his wife, Trisha Yearwood, another country superstar. And Garth started using her on his last tour to do hair and makeup. She claims that he would undress in front of her and force his junk on her.
See, that if true, a bold move that you would take your wife's makeup person.
Right.
And then, you know, play.
Be inappropriate.
Yeah. Play throw the javelin at her.
So they're going to, that's being under investigation. Garth says, I'm not going to be held hostage and pay anything because they did nothing wrong, right? Because they're suing for cash damages, right?
Yes.
And it was shocking, I think, to a lot of people because he's gone this long with a squeaky clean image. You know, the only thing he did, he ended up leaving his wife for Trisha Yearwood, right? And there was some overlap in that window, a lot of people think, right? I personally think he's a very talented guy. I do think he's very emotional as a guy. Now, I could be completely detached and unemotional, but he seems to cry a lot over a lot of things. And that always made me suspicious of the guy.
Why?
Because it's weird. I mean,
why is it weird? Because he's in tune with his feelings.
Because he can't even do an interview and answer like, well, hey, what's your favorite shoes? Oh, I have a favorite pair of boots.
And well, he just gets all teary. Not accurate.
No, that completely is accurate.
Really? I mean, yes. In every interview, he breaks down sobbing in tears.
Google it.
Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with a man crying, Terry.
I didn't say
Boyd.
There is.
Well, you said it was weird.
It's weird at the level and the amount that he cries. He cries at the drop of a hat. Now, maybe I told you. I could just be detached. I could be void of emotion and feelings.
Well,
I'll readily accept it. It just seems odd to me. Now, hold on to your hats, friends, because the sexual allegations and all the other stuff pale in comparison to something that has been blowing up on the internet for weeks. Garth Brooks has been accused of being the most prolific murderer in the history of the United States. I know, right? I heard about this from some of my friends.
Oh,
I googled it.
And
look,
God.
I'm telling you, it's everywhere. If just type in Garth Brooks, it's everywhere. And I will tell you where it started. And this will tell you why you got to do your research. This whole thing started because a comedian, Tom Segura, who during his special, Sledgehammer, he's the one who goes, I got a theory. Where are the bodies, Garth? Garth Brooks is the most prolific murderer in the history of America, right? And he starts laying it out. It's a joke. It's a bit in his comedy act.
Right.
Somebody heard it and ran with it.
I mean, right.
You should see some of these things. They go, man, they got to put cadaver dogs out on his farm. They need to be looking. There's so many bodies. Like, I mean, people are throwing out numbers like, yeah, Garth Brooks murdered 642 people. I'm like, what? You know? So the reason I bring it up, like I said, is because a comedian, Tom Segura, is where it started. Now, I don't know. I don't know, Garth. I suppose there's a chance it could be true. I don't know. I'm just saying it's alleged that he is the most prolific serial killer in the history of the United States. And, you know, Tom goes on in his act to talk about, it's weird, every stop that he's gone on, the next day, they find a murdered body. And they're going through all the stuff, right? And so I was like, okay.
And so who started the rumor about the sexual misconduct allegations? Was it Bert Kreischer?
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.